So we will have to do what the majority wants to do, if we can really get the direction correct. This is the only question. I don't fully understand it, but the first motion that is desired, apparently, is to clear the floor.
Right.
And to clear the floor, we move to, say it, to reject.
The motion is to reject the report number 9 of the report of the permanent committee and the report of the committee and number 9 of the report of the committee of commission. That's the motion before.
The motion to reject both the permanent committee report and the committee commissioner's report. Those in favor of this, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
That is not the way we want to go.
That's right. Now it is. You don't move
the old problem of the old problem of a double negative. But if you think so, it is ordered.
Now, if you want to go, we need a motion to substitute.
Is it a point of order? A motion? I believe we're in the middle of voting, according to a.
We voted that one motion down.
Okay. Number 4, state your motion.
Joey Piper, Texas Presbyterian Teaching Elder. Mr. Moderator, I move that we refer the issue of baptism and rebaptism to an ad hoc study committee appointed by the moderator to report back at the next General Assembly.
Now, Mr. Piper, what you've done is bound the people who asked advice in the first place, remember?
Mr. Moderator, may I speak to this, please? I have a motion on the floor.
The motion is before the House, and there are some people who want to go that way, and they have a right to vote. Some people who want to go another way and don't want it further studied, and they have a right to vote it down. The motion before the House is to refer the matter of baptism to an ad hoc committee to be appointed by the moderator, and
can I speak?
Let me please finish the sentence, and then I'll accept the point of order. A committee to report at another assembly. Point of order number 2.
How did you rule on, Elwin Jewell from New Jersey Presbytery Teaching Elder, how did you rule on that last vote that we took?
The last vote that we took was ruled that the advice of the two committees was rejected.
No.
It was accepted.
We defeated the amendment.
The motion to reject lost, and so we have before us. Oh. We have number 9 before us.
No.
And now you have a right to.
Which way did you rule?
I am told that I'm quite confused. I am told that the permanent committee advice. And also the Committee on Arrangements advice.
How?
The motion was to reject that, and the motion lost. So before us now.
I would ask for a division.
No.
Too late now.
What do you mean it's too late? The moderator ruled one way, you're ruling the other way, and I would like to have a division, please.
There's no question about the vote. The question is only about the effect of the vote, I believe, and I don't think the division is called for. I think the nays clearly had the vote. It's just that I misunderstood what the form of the motion because of a double negative problem.
I don't think that's
what is
really correct.
The House until the committee is?
What is before the House is the subcommittee's recommendation number 9 on page 674, as it has been amended by on page 676.
Mr. Moderator, I believe you received a motion from Mr. Piper of reference, so that's what is really before the House at this point.
Now a motion to commit. I do believe I called a motion to commit out of order some time ago, but the motion to commit is before the House. I'll not call it out of order now, and you have given it. You may speak to it.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, I believe that this is a very important matter before us. I realize that this assembly is tired, perhaps too large, to debate the intricacies of a theological position. But I believe it's absurd to dismiss the report and say let presbyteries decide when presbyteries have appealed to General Assembly for advice. And we are a court of review and control. When something comes to us from presbyteries, we dare not be so brazen as to send it back down and say, settle it yourself. This is an important issue. One of the most important issues before the church today is of understanding of baptism. By God's grace, in the joining and receiving, we now have a plethora of excellent theologians. And we can commit this to these theologians, the gifts that God has given them, put to this task, and they can come back to us. Yes, it means the presbyteries wait a year, but that's much more compassionate than say, forget it, guys, you deal with it yourself. And so I urge you to commit this to an ad hoc study committee that we might use the gifts that we have and that we might speak a clear voice. Many of us live in the South in the midst of Southern baptism. And if the Presbyterian Church in America cannot speak clearly on baptism, then we've lost another battle for Presbyterian faith and biblical theology. And it's time that we do so.
Shall I put the closing? I am quite mystified because I am quite sure that I ruled out of order such a motion to commit some time ago. However, I am quite willing to get this committed somewhere. Are you speaking to this motion, Mr. Number 8?
Hey, Don Clemens, teaching elder of Mid-Atlantic. If a motion to commit is amendable, I have an amendment.
It is amendable with regard to which committee it goes to.
Is that all?
I think so.
I think I have a way out of the two-thirds of the enrollment problem, Mr. Moderator.
Just a moment. It is amendable. Proceed.
Thank you, sir. I move to amend the motion to refer by adding, quote, that the opinions of the subcommittee and committee of commissioners are understood to be non-binding during the period of study.
Is that in order? Is that in order? Is it seconded?
Mr. Moderator, just briefly.
I will not rule it out of order.
Just briefly, I want to study. I support Mr. Paiva's motion to study. I think we can't have, if we were in a pastorate and a person came to us and said, I have a question on this. We can't say go back and read your confession of faith and do what you want to. When a presbytery comes to us, we have to have the same attitude. But in the meantime, I don't want to bind us by this problem of two-thirds of the enrollment to leave this stuff on the books this year. The words understood to be non-binding are not suspending any rules. They're just the sense of this General Assembly that those words are not binding. And I think that would solve a lot of judicial problems in the meantime.
Can we vote on this amendment? Speaking to the amendment, if not, shall those in favor of the amendment please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. So ordered. That amendment is attached. You put it forward, write it out. And can we now vote on the motion as amended, the motion to commit as amended? And are we ready for that? You're speaking on that subject, number 5.
Max Harris, New River Presbytery. I think this is the time to make the point that I made earlier, that I am very strongly in favor of this motion. I speak for it, and I want to add the information that we already have had a study committee on this subject deal with the issue, come out with a paper that answers the questions. Please let's commit it back so that paper can come before us next year and be discussed.
I'm sure if the committee studies, it will include all these things possible. Yes, number 7.
I move the question.
Pardon?
I'd like to move the question.
Move the question. Will the question now be put? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I proceed to put the question. The question is to commit. You've heard it. Those in favor of this question, of the committal, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary? I believe it passed. Thank you, sir. Number 7.
I would like to rise to a point of personal privilege.
On what matter?
The matter of the Korean language presbytery has been hung up because of a judicial, because of turning one small point over to the judicial committee. That committee is ready to report. Our Korean gentlemen brethren are here, but many of them are leaving in the morning. This is the last chance we will have for any input from the Korean brethren on this subject. My request is that we suspend the report for the time being and let this one matter come up and be settled.
Is that a change of the docket fixtures or book?
Yes, sir. I think
Do we have consent on this matter? Yes. These brethren are here. Yes. It might give us a good little relief, too. Very good. We will turn to that number 10. Mic number 10.
Mr. Moderator, Mike Williams, Tennessee Valley Presbytery. A point of personal privilege, our request. I was wondering if you might ask for a moment a teaching elder and a ruling elder to have a time in prayer, because I'm concerned that we would redeem the time we do have left, that we would be wise and discerning, and I would yield to you in selecting a teaching elder and a ruling elder to lead us in prayer regarding the rest of the time this evening and the time tomorrow, and that's what I would say.
It's been requested. Of course, prayer is always in order. I think we must remember that we have opened with prayer, I believe, even in spite of difficulty and in spite of questions, that we are continuing in a spirit of prayer and fellowship. That we have had some problems about how to get where we want to go. This is natural in a large group. I don't feel that there's anything wrong or strange about this. Certainly nothing unusual about this. But prayer has been called for, and although, as I say, I believe we continue in an attitude of prayer, shall we pause and have, I'll ask one person to lead in prayer. Will you give me the name of an elder, an associated elder that I might call on, ruling elder? Mr. John Spencer? Mr. John Spencer, will you please lead in prayer?
Our Father, at this time we pause to call upon Thy Holy Spirit to fill us, to calm our spirit, to give us wisdom and the desire to seek Thy Spirit's guidance in all of our deliberations. We would ask that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ would be glorified in our deliberations, and that we could approach in a calm manner the remainder of the agenda that lies before us, the magnitude of the decisions to be made, and that we would just seek the calming spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ among us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Said the matter of the Korean brethren, in whose hand? Report that?
Ron Hathaway, Grace Presbytery, teaching elder, speaking for the Permanent Subcommittee on Judicial Business. Fathers and brethren, I call your attention to the projector. In order to get this report to the floor, we have come to this method. There is a slightly reduced version projected for you. The full version just has a few articles in it, such as that, but I will read the full version for you. The General Assembly directed the Subcommittee on Judicial Business to answer the question, is a non-geographical presbytery constitutional? Reference to Book of Church Order 11-4, 13-1, et al., and others. In answering the question, the Subcommittee considered the following. One, the Book of Church Order does not take into consideration superimposed presbyteries, that is, wording that is in attachment J of the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Interchurch Relations on Mission to U.S., Mission to North America, as attached to the Permanent Committee's report. Two, Book of Church Order 11-4 seems to prescribe geographical bounds to a presbytery. And to save time, to avoid those of you who may not have the Book of Church Order in front of you, as we wanted to print it,
24.
It says,
the
important paragraph or sentence is this: the session exercises jurisdiction over a single church, the presbytery over what is common to the ministers, sessions, and churches within a prescribed district, and the General Assembly, so on. Item 3, Book of Church Order 13-1 does not limit the word bounds to a geographical definition. 13-1, the important sentence is the first sentence in the paragraph: the presbytery consists of all the teaching elders and churches within its bounds that have been accepted by the presbytery. Therefore, it is the opinion of the Subcommittee on Judicial Business that the question of non-geographical presbyteries is not addressed in the Book of Church Order. The effect of the opinion is that it leaves it in the hands of the General Assembly to do as they desire. Mr. Moderator, the Subcommittee on Judicial Business recommends the adoption of the opinion.
You've heard the opinion expressed, and it has been seconded, and our first point would be to adopt that opinion, if that is your will. Number 11, can we dispose of this as rapidly as possible? In brief, number 11.
Mr. Moderator, teaching elder Bob Mulig from Evangel Presbytery, are we dealing now with the opinion, or is the matter of
We're dealing with the opinion. The first thing to do is to clear the floor by adopting the opinion or refusing it. The opinion is before us. Those in favor of adopting this opinion, please say aye. Opposite, nay. It is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator.
Thank you. Now we turn to the... Now we turn to page 774. Mr. Fittler. We're just about to come to the order of the day. Shall we... Can we extend the time?
You have a motion for you, right?
You have a motion, Mr. Number four.
John Ragland, teaching elder from Grace Presbytery. I would move, Mr. Moderator, that we extend the time for recess in order that we may continue our business. Is that the proper way to do that?
Would you say until this matter is finished, or for 15 minutes, or what?
Until we move to recess. I feel like it should
until we move to recess.
That's right. I don't want to fix the time if
open,
that's possible.
Open-ended. That has been moved. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Contrary? Correct. Passed. We therefore go forward with the material on page 774 that came before us. 24B, I believe. Mr. Fittler, you present it.
Yes, we have item 24B, that a non-geographical Korean language presbytery now be received. That's the recommendation of the committee, and it was so moved this morning.
The matter is before you. There is material in attachment J on page 736 also. We have had all this before us, and the question is, what shall we do? And number 10, recognize number 10, Mike 10.
Dwight Linton from North Georgia Presbytery, teaching elder. I would like to urge the Assembly to pass this motion. I feel that we have a tremendous opportunity before us to try something different in the area of evangelism among ethnic peoples. I think you may realize that the Presbyterian Church in the United States is probably, what, over 200 years old, and we are in that tradition. I think if you will just glance around in the General Assembly here, you will find that there are not many ethnic peoples represented in this General Assembly. That is not because there are not plenty of ethnic peoples in our country. I think it's because we have not been able to address the whole question of evangelism of ethnic peoples. I would urge this because I believe it gives us a different way of doing it. It gives some
freedom, some flexibility to adapt to the whole question. I think this, we need the Korean people in our General Assembly to stretch our minds and help us to understand other ethnic peoples, namely Chinese, Hispanic, and all of the rest. And I feel that the Lord has put before us at this point a time when we can do something something new, try out something new. And as we've seen, our Book of Church Order does not forbid it. And I think we can go forward with this new idea and possibly change our the whole thrust of our work in evangelism in this country among the tremendous number of ethnic peoples in this country.
Number four, you speaking against?
Bert Hitchcock from New Jersey Presbytery. I call a question.
The question is called for. Shall the question now be put? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is carried, and by a two-thirds vote required. And so I proceed to put the question, namely 24B, that a non-geographical Korean language presbytery be now received. Those in favor, please say aye. Excuse me, one moment. Did you have anything to say as of last night? I should give permission for the report to speak last, and I failed to do that. Shall we take the vote again? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
I believe it passes. I'm sure it passes. Thank you. I take it that the applause is for the presence of the Korean brethren with us, and the request and the good wishes for their future as this goes into effect. Thank you very much. Moderator, yes.
Bob Raymond, teaching elder in Ileana. Does this action now mean, Mr. Moderator, that if we already have Korean churches in our presbyteries, that we would encourage them to leave our geographic presbyteries and become members of this non-geographic presbytery?
I think that's up to the local church what it wants to do. I don't know that we have any advice given to them by these motions. 736 is said to apply to the sub-question.
Freedom either way.
Number two.
David Gillespie, teaching elder from Calvary Presbytery. I'd like to move, sir, that we interrupt the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business to hear the judicial cases that are ready for presentation. If I get a second, I'd like to speak to it.
My personal privilege, and then we'll put that motion. Mr. McNair? Number four.
Don McNair, teaching elder, St. Louis Presbytery. I've asked the stated clerk, and he tells me that the support statement of the opinion will be in the minutes. I disagree with the interpretation, rather definitely disagree with the interpretation of 13-1, and seek the privilege of having my name registered in the negative on that support for fear that we will be setting a precedent as to the use of that passage.
13-1, may you tell us what it is, what it's about?
We can grant the privilege of having...
On boundaries. Permission to grant is granted for his name to be recorded on the matter. Okay? Yes, number nine?
Yes, I'd like to know, Roy Wesher from New Jersey, teaching elder. Now I believe the report of the Committee of Commissioners for Mission to North America has been completed, except for approving that entire report. If that's the case, I want to know if that is the case or not, and if you're just going to come back to approve that entire report, are you going to finish
is
that now?
Is that report finished? We have a motion on the floor, remember.
With the exception of pending the
exception. Yes. It could be, with exception of the budget item,
okay.
this other motion in abeyance for the time being.
Are you satisfied to take up this one item, holding this motion in abeyance until that until this final matter is finished? Is there objection to that? If there is an objection, therefore that cannot be done. A motion is on the floor. The motion is that we amend the docket and interrupt the meeting, the reading of the report that we were on judicial business, and proceed to the reports of judicial cases. Is that correct? Number two.
Am I? Yes, I am. Yes. My reasoning for that, Mr. Moderator, is that there are some very, very important judicial cases to come before the Assembly, and whether we like it or not, there's going to be some folks gone tomorrow, and I'd hate to see these things put off until tomorrow, and there's a good chance that they may be if we don't go ahead and hear them now. I'm in sympathy with Dr. Smith's desire to have them all done at one time, and I understand his reasoning, but at the same time, I would like to see these things come to the floor this evening.
A motion is made to interrupt and to take this action. Those, are we ready? Those in favor of amending the docket this way, please remember it will take a two-thirds vote. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
I believe it has two-thirds vote. I would rule that we will do that and interrupt the present report and go to the judicial cases. Such as are ready to be reported. Is that okay?
Let me pause and ask you. Jack, where is that?
No, take ones that are available. Who is reporting on this?
Who is each one of these commissioners? That just means we need to read through the report.
Who is reporting these cases to the Assembly?
Mr.
Borchard, you are reporting them. Well, which ones do you want to...
Number one.
Number one. Number one is to be submitted. Is that correct? Number one is being handed out?
Will the pages be sure they're passing out number one?
Okay. The pages are passing out number one. Is that correct? Now, while the pages are passing out number one, is there anything that we can do? Number seven is being asked for.
Mr. Moderator, Dick Fraser, teaching elder, Central Florida Presbytery, and I request
We cannot hear a thing.
Dick Fraser, teaching elder, Central Florida Presbytery, I request permission to join the Reverend Dr. McNair in having my vote recorded against
you may,
the previous act.
You may do so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pardon? Mr. Darling, number seven.
Point of order. I believe that we have gone beyond what. I believe we have gone beyond what the court allowed us to do. The time was extended to conclude, quote, this matter.
It was left open-ended, sir. Time was extended until there was a vote to close.
Okay.
We have an overseas long-distance call for Kennedy Smart. If Kennedy Smart's in the house or if anybody knows where he is, overseas long-distance call for him.
I need to find out where it is. Do you remember where it is? Before we get started, Mr. Moderator, I want to stop and read something to the Assembly as to how he's conducting himself.
Okay. You better wait until you can get some attention.
Everybody quiet.
Yeah. All
May I ask Mr. Hathaway to come to the desk, please, sir?
Are the papers distributed? How many do not yet have this report on case number one? Not very many. I think we are prepared to come to order and go forward in considering the report. The stated clerk informs me that he would like to give to the assembly some principles to govern our debate.
Mr. Moderator, I think the Assembly should realize at this point it's coming to perhaps the most solemn section of the Assembly's life. You are sitting as a court at this point, as a judicial court, to settle a court cases. And there are some things that we did not follow well last year, and we need to be very careful about them. If you would look at page 602 in your handbooks, there should be only one case passed
case
out.
One.
Number one. Now, the last year, we have allowed, and we had not really picked up on this particular point in the Book of Church Order, and we have allowed debate even by parties concerned in cases. This is contrary to the Book of Church Order. If you'll note on page 602 under capital C, Arabic 2, little b, that the General Assembly be reminded of the provisions of 39.2, which does not permit parties of the case to sit, deliberate, and vote in the higher court in cases of appeal or complaint. Now, brethren, I think that we could do two things. We could dismiss each presbytery that is involved in a complaint from the floor. But that would take so much time, getting you to leave and then calling you back in and dismissing the next presbytery, that we can ask you, those of you who are members of presbytery that have cases, complaints against you, that you are to sit without so much as a word during this assembly, during the hearing of your case. I think that's the way to handle it. You don't talk to the fellow next to you, even if he's from your presbytery. The man in front of you may be a member not of the presbytery, and he has to vote as to whether he's going to receive this case. And so I think if we have that sort of an understanding, the presbyteries may stay in. The defendants or the complainants may also stay in, but they have no right of any word with regard to the cases. Now, basically, the cases are presented, and the basic motion is, shall the assembly accept this and make it as its own judgment in the case? The chairman of each commission will present the judgment as they have drawn it, and you may then enter into discussion about the principles or about some of the matters, but not about the content of the case. If you want to retry it, you will have, I think, you, unless you want to sit as a court and actually have the witnesses come in and be sworn and so forth, you would have to send it back to another commission if you're not satisfied with the judgment of the case as it has come before you. After asking questions of the chairman, if you're not satisfied, a motion would be appropriate to not to accept this and send it back to another commission. It would probably come back next year. But generally, the motion would be to whether you will accept this judgment, and if you do, then you simply vote it after hearing from the commission itself. Mr. Moderator, I think that's sufficient explanation.
The only other thing is to specify who are the parties to the complaint. That would be the presbytery and the individual. Is that right?
And, of course, neither party, in the case of a presbytery being involved, none of them may vote. And, of course, the complainants may not vote. in their particular case.
How about those who have tried the case so far, those who have sat on commissions and so on? Are they?
I think they have a vote, yes.
They have a vote. There's just the presbytery and the complainant that is before us. You present the case.
Harold Borchert, teaching elder, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery, speaking for the commission to hear case number one. I refer you first to page 41, Judicial Cases Complaints, in your handbook. I will read the report of the commission to hear the complaint of Stephen M. Lee et al. Against Gulf Coast Presbytery. The commission was charged to hear the complaint of Stephen M. Lee et al. Against Gulf Coast Presbytery for the action it took at its October 13, 1981, stated meeting at which it failed to sustain the theological examination of Raymond Bradford Fell. Commissioner's Handbook, page 41, as you note. The commissioner's response to the specific reasons for the complaint is as follows. Specification number one, sustained the vote 12, 4, 3 against. Specification number two, sustained vote 12, 4, 3 against. Specification three, not sustained the vote 3, 4, 11 against. One abstention. Specification number four, not sustained. Vote 6-4, 8 against, one abstention. Specification five, sustained. Vote 8-5, 8-4, 5 against, two abstentions. The commission took the following action. One, the 10th General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America instructs Gulf Coast Presbytery to re-examine Licentiate Raymond Bradford Fell for ordination to the gospel ministry. This action should not be construed as an instruction either to sustain or not sustain the examination. Two, the General Assembly urges Gulf Coast Presbytery to give careful consideration to the statement of the 7th General Assembly, quote, that no particular view of the application of the judicial law for today should be made a basis for orthodoxy or excluded as a heresy, unquote. Minutes, page 115, number 22. Three, the General Assembly directs Gulf Coast Presbytery to give direct guidance to Mr. Fell concerning any deficiencies of theology in reference to specific biblical and confessional matters prior to his examination for ordination. It is suggested that a summary of this guidance be put in writing so that there will be no further confusion. It is the judgment of the commission that teaching elder Donald C. Graham has helped to aggravate the problem of dissension over theonomy by circulating materials which contain intemperate language to certain members of Gulf Coast Presbytery. It is the judgment of the commission that Gulf Coast Presbytery has not given sufficient care to the keeping of presbytery minutes and files, and this has made the examination of this case extremely difficult. The names of the members of the commission are cited at the end of the paper. I don't think it's necessary to read them. This is the judgment of the Judicial Commission in case number one.
Now, Mr. Clerk, is this to be acted upon one by one?
Mr. Moderator, the question is, shall this judgment become the judgment of the General Assembly?
That's
the question they shall be answering.
In
affirmative, and it should be the whole judgment, sir. They could modify it if they're, and I have one suggestion of a modification, but not after the basic content, I would judge, unless they try it.
We do not discuss specification one. We do not vote separately on specification one, two, three, four, and five.
I think that, Mr. Williamson, would you not concur that should not get into that?
It seems to me that we can modify the modification.
I would suggest that at the end of number one, a tape recording be kept of the examination, a transcript provided if another case were to come up over the second examination.
My question is, how do we vote? Do we vote once over the whole thing, or do we vote seriatim?
No, you vote the whole thing.
You vote the whole thing.
We vote the whole thing. Okay. The question is before us, shall the report of the commission be sustained? Is that correct? Shall the report of the commission be sustained and debate is allowed?
Be received and become the action of the assembly, and that's what it's approved and accepted as its action in judgment as the action of the assembly.
Mm-hmm. Shall it be sustained and become the be approved and be the action of the assembly? Now, there are this case is up for debate, and there are some who seek the floor. I see one at a distance, number six.
Teaching Elder John Otis from Westminster Presbytery. I'd like to know if the commission, seeing that it found that Teaching Elder Donald Graham aggravated the situation, did they make any kind of exhortation to him to remedy what he did in this situation?
Is there an answer?
You want me to reply to that? Elder John Donald Graham, Teaching Elder Donald Graham, was present and made his statement, and the attitude, the feeling of the commission was quite plain, I believe, about the language, and we went into great discussion over the prefatory statement, particularly in which certain words were used that were judged to be intemperate. Yes.
Sure.
I think he has been, he is aware.
Thank you, sir. Number four.
Bob Raymond, Teaching Elder, Ileana Presbytery. Mr. Moderator, if I understand the instructions that were given to us, that we are going to adopt everything or reject the whole, I have difficulty with accepting it because when in number two, I'd ask the indulgence of the fathers and brothers, would you look at number two? When number two urges the Gulf Coast Presbytery to give careful consideration to the statement of the Seventh General Assembly, quote, that no particular view of the application of the judicial offer today should be made a basis for orthodoxy, that no, in my opinion, sir, goes too far, because the Confession of Faith makes the statement on the applicability of the judicial law today. It declares that sundry judicial laws to Israel as a body politic expired together with the state of that people, obliging now only the general equity which may be required. And I would urge you, sir, that if we adopted it as written, we are saying in effect that someone could even take exception to that statement and it could not be made a basis for orthodoxy on the one hand or a charge of heresy on the other.
Thank you. A point of order, number eight.
What he read there was adopted at the Seventh General Assembly, and we cannot vote. We cannot throw that out. We cannot deal
what,
with
who
that.
Read?
The Doctor? Statement in number two, which he was objecting to, was only a quote from something that the Seventh General Assembly has already passed on.
That's correct.
Well, we can't vote on that or get rid of
that. Of
course,
he was also reading the Confession of Faith, 9-4. Yes. That was, of course, his opinion in any case. Mr. Number 10 has been asking for sometime.
Mr. Moderator, a question. As I understand the substance of the motion before us, according to the Book of Church Order on voting in appeals and complaints, I believe that's chapter 44, I have a different book, that we are in substance. The motion is to sustain in part and also to approve the following actions of the commission. Is that not the substance of the motion that is before us? Mr. Moderator, I would move as a substitute that the General Assembly move not to sustain the complaint, period.
The motion before us is to sustain the complaint, right?
No, it is not. It is, as I said, it is in substance to sustain the complaint in part and also to approve the three items cited by the commission and recommended to us as action.
May we have the motion that is before us read, please, before this is made? My understanding was that I asked the body to approve the report as a whole, and that it should be recorded as our judgment.
Yes, Mr. Moderator. Yes. In substitution for approving the report of the commission, I am moving that we not sustain the complaint.
Well, my question is it not? Are you not just saying the negative?
No.
Not to sustain the complaint is to vote no on this question.
No, Mr. Moderator. Now, if you'll notice on the report of the commission to hear the complaint that is before us.
Yes.
You notice that the commissioner's response to specific requests is to sustain specification number one.
Yes.
To sustain specification number two. Not to sustain specification number three. Not to sustain specification number four. To sustain specification number five. In addition, the motion includes that the General Assembly now approve the following actions that the Commission took, items 1, 2, and 3. Now, my substitute motion is that we not sustain the entire complaint, and that is not a contrary motion to that which is before us.
Mr. Moderator, speak to that, sir?
Is that motion, you have that motion? The substitute motion.
Mr. Moderator, I do not believe that one would be in order for this simple reason. Unless the assembly hears the evidence on both sides of the matter and the whole case is heard by the assembly, you cannot move a change in this report of that sort. If you do not accept this report, reject it and send it back to another commission. Unless you want to sit as a trial court here. Mm-hmm. And if you do, then we'll have to bring the witnesses in and let you hear the whole case.
Mm-hmm. That, sir, was my point. I had been informed that it is all or nothing.
Mr. Moderator, does that mean that we may then discuss the substance of the various specifications and points?
I would say that it is possible for you to discuss, because if you discuss and convince the body that a point is wrong and should not be adopted, then we can't adopt the whole thing. So I would say that you can pick the point of the report of pieces in your discussion, but the motion is to accept or reject.
All right, Mr. Moderator, I would like to speak against the motion that is before us then.
You're at liberty.
Mr. Moderator, fathers and brethren.
A point of information first, what is it?
Mr. Moderator, before Dr. Robertson debates, and this may not be germane to the subject, but I'm confused, and I know at least one other commissioner is confused. This complaint is by the undersigned, which constitute the session of Faith Presbyterian Church. The signatures at the bottom indicate that Raymond Bradford Fell is the moderator. How can Mr. Fell be the moderator of the session if he has not been ordained?
One is father and one is son, apparently.
Oh.
Then it's not father and son, that's right. It's the same individual, one signing as ruling elder and one says, that's right.
Well, will you please explain that? Please explain that to the body.
All right. My understanding is that Raymond Bradford Fell is both a ruling elder, and that the initial R is incorrect. We're speaking of Raymond Bradford Fell in both instances.
Mr. Moderator, may I read something from the Book of Church Order to you? On paragraph 15.3... The second paragraph gives you a description of a judicial commission, tells you how many and so forth. The the last sentence in that paragraph, the commission shall try the case in the manner prescribed by the rules of discipline, shall submit to the court a full statement of the case, and the judgment rendered, all which shall be entered on the minutes of the court if approved, and accepted as its action and judgment in the case. Jack Williams and I both have questioned as whether there's a full record of the case and whether you should not simply refer this back to this commission and direct them to bring a full record of the case.
The point is, gentlemen, that nobody but these 15 people know what happened. How can this court intelligently vote upon it when you don't have the facts? Unless somebody's told you, you don't know what the facts are. They've got to summarize what each witness said. They've got to bring all the exhibits. They got to come to this court and explain on the basis on which they have recommended this judgment.
Shall we listen? A point of order, number 4.
Point of order, Mr. Moderator, if I can make it in this fashion. Our procedure grows out of the custom of the Presbyterian Church in the United States, which has been to bring judicial decisions to the floor of the General Assembly, to report those judicial decisions, to allow no debate, but to put the question to the General Assembly after the language that has been quoted. Shall the judgment of the commission be made the judgment of the assembly, yes or no? And no debate. And for years, we chafed under the fact that we heard the judgment and had to act on it, yes or no, without debate. But because it is a commission and not a committee, it was acting for the General Assembly and had the full authority of the General Assembly. And in effect, it was simply admitting its minutes to record by such action, because it was a commission and not a committee. When the PCA was formed, Mr. Moderator, and I had some responsibility in the Book of Church Order, we decided that we would at least let the General Assembly ask questions and debate that question, yes or no, but not in such fashion as to open the case, review the minutes, or bring up a discussion about the whole matter. It's simply to avoid yes or no on the fundamental question, shall the commission's records be admitted to record? And the point, so the debate should be in related to that fundamental question and not to the substance of the case at any point. Whether a man's the moderator of the session or not moderator of the session is totally not germane. My point of order, sir, is that we simply have, as it were, questions that are possible in relation to the procedure and do we understand this and don't understand that and are we satisfied? Yes, and then vote.
Questions of substance, then, are not to be allowed.
No, sir. Questions of substance are not to be allowed.
I think some of us in the RPCES background are at somewhat of a disadvantage because we have done things somewhat differently, too. What we have done in cases, many cases, is to appoint a judicial commission with power to act, and when that commission is finished, it reports its decision and it is entered in the minutes, and that is it. If the commission has not been given power to act, why then it can be tried in open court, but not otherwise. So this is apparently somewhat of an in-between situation, and we're a little bit at loss as to exactly how to do it. I would feel that, unless I am advised otherwise, that we should vote on whether it should be accepted or not, but that questions can be asked, questions, again, not on substance, but on details of witnesses, what was done, what were your reasoning, and so on. And I have heard some, but not all. And, of course, there are many who are trying to get the floor. Number 11 is farthest away. A point of information, we'll try to answer that. Number 7, a point of information.
Mr. Moderator, I will not object at all if you rule my inquiry out of order or not germane. But at this point, I've asked a question, and there's been an answer given, but I don't understand the answer. How can a ruling elder be the moderator of the session? If this is the same person, then Can a ruling elder be the moderator of the session? Now, maybe it's not germane, and if so, please.
He's the pastor, moderator. That our book does allow the ruling elders to be elected as moderators of the session. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay, number 11.
John Holmes from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. I'd like to call the question.
The question is called for. And question, point of order, Mr. Number 10? Yes. Number 10.
Mr. Moderator.
Microphone number 10, yes.
I had the floor, and it was taken from me by a point of order. And as I would understand,
I think you are correct. And the point of order, the previous question does not interrupt the man on the floor.
Yes.
I think you are correct. Finish your speech, and then the other may be taken up.
Mr. Moderator, it is, as I understand it, the ultimate question before us is the question of the right of a presbytery to determine its own membership. The right of a presbytery to determine its own membership. Now, if a man speaks heresy in being examined before a presbytery, that decision to receive such a man can be appealed to the General Assembly, and that reception can be denied. But if a man is refused membership into a presbytery, then it is the presbytery's own right in refusing to receive him. And it has not been shown, at least as far as what has been presented to us, that the reasons for the rejection of this particular man were his particular views on theonomy. It is true that they were discussed, but we do not know what was involved in the heart of hearts of the number of men in that presbytery as to the reason of his rejection. Furthermore, Mr. Moderator, in the appeal to the previous action of our General Assembly, there is no clear definition of theonomy that is given that is not to be an appropriate basis for discussion in a presbytery considering a man's reception into his presbytery. And we know that there are certain views, as has already been pointed out in our Westminster Confession of Faith, concerning the law of God that are not appropriate. That particular point has not been made in anything shown to us. So therefore, we have not been presented adequate evidence by this report to show that there was a reason in the minds of the majority of those who voted against this man of a view of theonomy that was in accord with our confession, that was the basis for his confession, for his rejection. Therefore, I speak against the report of this commission and speak for its total rejection.
Motion to close debate has been made. Number 11, I recognize you now.
Point of order. I thought that he had risen to make a motion, tried to make a motion, and had been defeated in that motion, and for that reason had taken...
His understanding, and I accepted it, his understanding was that he had the floor and that he was interrupted for a point of order and that he'd be given the floor again. I now recognize you for your call for the question, or whatever you want to say.
I'd like to call for the question.
The question is called for. Shall the question now be put? I'll ask. Shall the question now be put? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. The question will be put, but there is, do you wish to say something as the last speaker on the subject?
I was wondering, are you recognizing?
No.
All right.
No, the question is called for.
The matter of Dr. Robertson was well covered in the lengthy hours that this committee spent, and the item 3 indicates that the direction that we're pursuing is that the General Assembly direct Gulf Coast Presbytery to give direct guidance to, number one, the 10th General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in America instructs Gulf Coast Presbytery simply to re-examine him for ordination of the gospel ministry. This action should not be construed as an instruction either to sustain or not sustain that examination. It's simply to re-examine him, and that's all we're doing. We're not telling the session what to do. We're not telling the presbytery what to do. We're simply saying that we believe that he should have another examination, and this is not an instruction to
that presbytery as to whether they should ordain this man or not. Clearly, that is protected.
We shall proceed to vote. For a point of order, for information, if it's just for information, give me the form of it again, too. Yes, you may.
C.I. Anderson, Mississippi Valley, teaching elder, if we vote in the negative, will this go back to the judicial committee and they'll re-examine this court, or what is the process?
I'm not sure. Apparently it would take a subsequent action to do that. It might be put back to another commission instead of this one, you see. The question is, shall this be sustained? What is the form of it? Shall the judgment of the commission to hear the complaint of Stephen Lee be sustained? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
I think we should count it, although I believe the ayes had it. Now, was your a question of order, Mr. Number 9, Mr. Tuning?
Sir, ruling elder Richard Tuning, Delmarva Presbytery, I want the chair, if you would please, sir, to rule on the statement rendered to this body by Dr. Taylor. And my reason for that, being new to the assembly, I would like that point clearly understood by our brethren, because I don't wish to presume upon this assembly being new to it. I happen to personally like the ruling. It's compatible with our own past. But I didn't hear you rule on that ruling, and it seems to me it will expedite much of the other business on the other cases if that is indeed the correct interpretation. I simply want a ruling.
Could you state the matter particularly again of what he said that you want me to rule on?
If you do not remember, sir, what he said, I would ask Dr. Taylor if he would again state it and have you rule on it, because I would not wish to try and put words into his mouth, but I certainly liked what he said.
Well, I did rule that it was against irregular, wrong, to debate the substance of the motion, and that our vote should be yes or no. But that minor discussions could be made about method or how or what happened, that sort of thing. I did say that. Was there something further that...
Mr. Moderator, the Book of Church Order says the commission shall submit to the court a full statement of the case, the judgment rendered, all of which shall be entered on the minutes of the court if approved and accepted as its action and judgment in the case. And that's essentially what Dr. Taylor was saying. We are to decide yes or no, do we accept this as the assembly's judgment in the case.
Thank you. The reason for my particular question was then the allowance of letting Dr. Robinson continue with his comments if the ruling had been accepted. And that's where my point of confusion was.
Is that clear now? I'll ask those in favor of accepting this judgment as ours to please rise and be counted. It's not necessary to be counted. That's complete. That's overwhelming, I believe. Sit down, and shall the negative then be rise? Those opposed, please rise. I think it's a clear case of the of it being accepted. The ayes have it. Be seated. That did not have to be a two-thirds vote. Number two, can we take number two? It's 10:13. It is 10:13, brethren. Shall we proceed to number two? Okay.
Thank you.
if you were to ask them, if they could give these words to everybody who was there, would they all in attendance? I don't think it is. That's the point I would make. Call the point to get attention.
That's a matter of interpretation.
I don't think so.
A matter of interpretation. I'm going to write down that.
You
better believe it. Need all the help I can get. I think it's very, very poor myself, but you're kind of stuck. Are the papers passed out? Are we ready to proceed?
We do.
You proceed?
They have a look in their book.
I believe we are ready to proceed. And Mr. Alexander is presenting the case. Point on number 8, what is the point?
I would call your attention to page 51.
Mic number 8, please, has a point. I gather a point of order.
Privilege. Kyle Thurman from the Greek Presbytery of Texas. I just want to, for some information, I've been confused somewhat, as evidently many others have, in the last issue of the case before us. I'd like to know the difference in this body between a commission and a committee. As I understand, a committee is to investigate something and come back and report to the body, and then the body can debate over the issue. But when a commission is appointed, they are acting for the body. They are speaking for the whole body. And when they come back, as I understand a commission, you do not ever discuss the issues involved in what the commission has done, but we only receive it as a report that they have acted for the body. And in their judgment. And it is the judgment of the body.
Yes. Mr. Thurman, I would say that the difference the definition of these words depends on the definer. And that you are correct, in the RPCES formulation, a commission was that, and there was no debate when the report came. In this body, it is different, and the commission does report, and its decision is subject to acceptance or rejection or amendment. Subject to acceptance or rejection, some debate is allowed. I think that's one problem that we have. Some debate is allowed, but not on the substance, and that gets a little slippery as to definitions, too. But the difference depends on the definer between committee and commission. I think we should progress and proceed.
And Mr. Moderator, let me remind again the parties of this case that they should refrain from speaking. If this is a different case now, and you might call that to the attention of those two parties.
Number 11, what is your point? Number Mike 11.
Mr. Moderator, John Holmes, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. I think some of us are confused as to what the debate should center around with regards to approving or disapproving the action of the commission. It's been my understanding that reasons for approving or disapproving should be concerning some impropriety in the actions of the commission, such as testimony was not heard from a witness or something of that nature, but not the substance of the case. Otherwise, we really would be trying the case again, and I'd like you to rule as to whether our debate would center around matters of the functioning of the committee, as to whether there were some matter of irregularity in their proceedings.
That is correct. The substance of the matter is not before us. The method would indeed be before us, and the question is that gray area between. But the substance of the matter is not before us, and I would rule that the question is to make a judgment in each case. You'll proceed, Mr. Alexander.
Fathers and brethren, my first time on the floor of the PCA Assembly, and we didn't do one thing right in the form, apparently, in the report that you have in your hand. We did not indicate the names of those who participated in the commission. And if you would turn to pages 51 and 52, I could give you those names. You could mark them in the bottom of page 51, top of page 52, so you would know who was participating there. This is reflected in the minutes of the commission, so it will be a part of the record, but you don't have it on your page before you right now. Okay. The bottom of page 51, teaching elders participating were George Knight, Henry Johnson, Alan Story, not Joseph Moorcraft, Bruce Garris, Paul Alexander, Wallace Tinsley, and then ruling elders participating were Andrew Bells, Richard Tuning, Thomas McCauley, James Davis, Skip, William Stevenson, then participating was William Montgomery. The next two men were not participating, Kenneth Reiskamp or George Gully. Then one of the alternate participating was William C. Hughes. He was a teaching elder, yes. All right. William C. Hughes, teaching elder, was participating. And named from the floor ruling elders to participate as alternates were Leland Sayers, S-A-Y-R-E-S, and Don Long. Those were the participants in the deliberation. All right. Then the verdict, which we have to present to you, which was adopted by the commission 12-2. We'll read that for you. But this is in reference to page 43 in your handbook and 44, where you find in full form the complaint of teaching elder Charles H. Davis et al. Against the Presbytery of Central Georgia. Then on page 44, the complaint of teaching elder David H. Bryson et al. Against the Presbytery of Central Georgia. These were close enough together that the Committee on Judicial Business put them together. And the commission acted on them as one case. I'll read for you the verdict which we took, and it was passed 12-2. That also is not indicated here on your sheet, but it is in the minutes of the judicial commission. All right. The judicial commission number 2 sustains the complaints of Charles H. Davis et al., case number 2. And David H. Bryson et al., case number 3, against the Presbytery of Central Georgia. The complaint was against the action of the Presbytery of Central Georgia in not sustaining the complaint of Charles H. Davis against the session of Liberty Presbyterian Church of Sylvania, Georgia.
The complaint against the session was against the action of the session in closing a disciplinary matter of an unbiblical marital separation, which led to an unbiblical divorce and an unbiblical remarriage before any judicial action had been taken by the session. If that sentence is too complicated, the objection there is that the session had voted to close a matter of discipline before they had taken any action. That's the objection. That's the complaint. It was agreed by both the complainants and respondents that this closing of the matter was the central issue of the case and was therefore the issue the commission adjudicated. Now, that's important to keep that central fact in hand because we have a rather long case with many whereases. Both of them are, and the Judicial Commission focused on what the respondents and claimants said is the central issue before us. So we're focusing on that item. The grounds for the decision of the commission are: documented evidence indicates, number one, the pastor had begun counseling with the couple a few weeks after his arrival in February 1981. Two, that the pastor and session had been discussing the matter during the fall of 1981. And three, that the pastor had been instructing the elders concerning discipline, see BCO 27.4, during the fall of 1981. The session minutes indicate that session members have counseled at different times with the wife who progressed from separation to an unbiblical divorce and remarried. Those minutes there are November 15, 1981, from the session. The amended session minutes of November 15, 1981 record that a motion was passed that the matter be closed. The amended session minutes of November 18, 1981 show that the question of reopening the disciplinary matter was requested, but, quote, the majority was unwilling to reopen the matter, close quote. After the session had closed the matter, and after it was unwilling to reopen the matter, the pastor orally announced to the session on November 18, 1981, that he would make a complaint to the presbytery against their closing the matter. The pastor provided the session with this complaint at the November 22, 1981 meeting of session. All these sessional minutes were signed by the moderator and clerk of session of the session and were approved by the session at the December 3rd, 1981 session meeting. Amend. The Judicial Commission requests the Presbytery of Central Georgia to aid the session of Liberty Presbyterian Church, Sylvania, Georgia, in any corrections that should be made to its actions and or any further actions that should be taken concerning the matter. Both the presbytery and the session should give special heed to the following biblical teaching that speak to the dissolution of marriage and the character of repentance as summarized in the church's confessional standards. These were key problems and matters of dispute in the case. And the first of these, quote from the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 24, paragraph 6. Although the corruption of man be such as is apt to study arguments unduly to put asunder those whom God hath joined together in marriage, yet nothing but adultery or such willful desertion as can no way be remedied by the church or civil magistrate is cause sufficient of dissolving the bond of marriage, wherein a public and orderly course of proceeding is to be observed, and the persons concerned in it not left to their own wills and discretion in their own case. Two. Repentance involves the action, quote, whereby a sinner, ellipsis, doth, with grief and hatred of his sin, turn from it unto God, with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience. Shorter Catechism, number 87, underlining added, and we should compare Larger Catechism, number 96. This is the verdict, Mr. Moderator.
You heard the
reading of the verdict.
And the question is, shall the judgment of the commission be approved and accepted as that of the General Assembly? I see no one asking. One, number seven.
Mr. Moderator, Jim Meek, teaching elder, Louisiana Presbytery. I have been in the PCA for a few months, but this procedure is also new to me. We were earlier directed that a complaint was to be sustained in part, or not sustained. I'm not sure whether the commission has done that or not. I don't really understand what has been done here. I'm sorry.
Well, the first line says that they sustain the complaint of Charles H. Davis, and this complaint is given on the bottom of page 43. Is that not sufficient? Other questions on the matter of order and so on? Yes, number four.
Bruce Howes, Delmarva Presbytery. I have nothing against what is said here or anything of the sort. I think it's excellent. I just wish that this commission had, and or that future judicial commissions would appeal a bit more to scriptures, not that I'm contrary or believe that anything significant contrary in our confession, there's anything wrong with our confession, but that our appeal is to the Bible as our final standard of authority, and our confession is only our secondary standard. And so perhaps this case could have been improved by some references to appropriate scriptural texts. Perhaps other judicial cases in the future could refer a little more to scriptures and make it a little bit more convincing.
You've heard this comment?
Good point.
Heard this comment? Shall we put the question? Number two, there's a...
Yes, sir. I suppose that maybe the whole assembly but me at this point understand what we're doing. But if we are to vote to reject or accept the commission's action as the assembly's action, if we're to vote to reject or accept it, are we not, and we're not allowed to debate the substance of the case, I believe you said, are we not nonetheless able to address as much of the case as is presented to us by the commission in order to explain to our brethren why we would urge them to reject or accept it? I mean, I think this is fine. It's a good time to talk about it because I don't think there's going to be a lot of debate on this. But procedurally, because these are important issues, as Mr. Smith has reminded us earlier, I would like to really be clear on how much we're allowed to talk about and what we're not allowed to talk about.
Well, one thing that was said was that we can talk about method, we can talk about the format, we can talk about such things, but not about the substance of the matter. That is to say, you I think, Mr. Corey, you might go ahead and see what you want to say, and then if it gets too much on the substance, well, I will perhaps call you down. I really don't know, because I don't think that there is a good definition on this very matter. Nothing further. Shall the judgment of the commission be approved and accepted as that of the General Assembly? You're ready to vote. I see no one asking for the mic. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is adopted. It was two and three. It is now 10:34. Do we want to take another one? Okay. Number four is now being handed out. Number 11, a question? Shall we keep order as far as possible while the papers are being handed out?
Dick Fraser, Central Florida Presbytery. While this is going on, may I introduce a motion relative to the general business at hand?
You may try. Yes, you may introduce the motion.
I move you, sir, that this General Assembly instruct the Permanent Subcommittee on Judicial Business to prepare a standard format and form for use by judicial commissions
appointed by the General Assembly to hear complaints and appeals, which will ensure a, quote, full statement of the case and judgment rendered, unquote, parens BCO 15-3, is reported to the General Assembly.
You have heard the motion and seconded. Perfectly good motion. Perfectly good motion, whether it is in order at this time, is in offense of new business. Should it be done at the end of the committee's report?
But I'll try it out.
I'm told that it is new business that is coming up, and that the end of new business is Tuesday night. I think maybe it would be well, Mr. Fraser, it might be well to remember that and to introduce it as a Presbytery overture through the year. There was another point, number three.
Yes, sir, Mr. Moderator. There's just a question. Bill Fox, teaching elder, Gulf Coast Presbytery. If these are reports from commissions which act as the General Assembly, is it not repetitious for us to even pass on them, to reject or accept it? Should we not just accept it as for the record?
I believe that you cannot argue that on the basis that it is a commission. That's a matter of debate. The rule, as I understand, the documents of the that have been adopted through the years tell us that these are to be reported to the General Assembly for their acceptance or rejection. And the fact that it is called a commission does not change that fact.
Okay.
Mr. Moderator, you're correct, although our definition of a commission is that it is acting in behalf of the court that appoints it. That's found in Chapter 15. Distinction between a committee and commission is made very clear. The commission is acting in behalf, but as Dr. Taylor said, we who had sat and listened to these cases read and no debate allowed whatsoever took that restriction out with regard to commission reports, that they may be at least questioned, a commission chairman can be questioned as to how and why you came to this decision. I think in answer to the question that was asked a moment ago in the other case, what kind of debate would be allowed? If a man felt that, for example, in this last case, that they had not properly used, that the grounds cited were not truly biblical, grounds cited were not in accord with the standards, they had made a mistake in citing the standards about marriage and divorce, that therefore we should reject their decision because the grounds cited were not proper, he would have a perfectly legitimate right to bring those sorts of arguments before the assembly and say, I think we ought not to adopt it because they're not good grounds.
Number seven.
Mr. Moderator, Vaughn Hathaway, Grace Presbytery, teaching elder. The second sentence of 15-1 is important also, however, to the definition of a commission. It shall keep a full record of its proceedings, which shall be submitted to the court appointing it, which, if approved, shall then be entered on its minutes and regarded and treated as the action of the court. And also, the last sentence of 15-3, which reads, the commission shall try the case in the manner prescribed by the rules of discipline, shall submit to the court a full statement of the case and the judgment rendered, all of which shall be entered on the minutes of the court if approved and accepted as its action and judgment in the case.
We have a right to disapprove it, yes.
But, I mean, a commission is a commission to act, but it does not become the act of the court until it is approved.
That is the case in these matters. Are we ready to proceed? I believe we are.
Mr. Moderator, Paul Settle, Calvary Presbytery, teaching elder. We turn to judicial case number 4. You will find the listing. This is on the complaint itself. It's found on page 45 of the bright yellow sheet. The listing of the commissioners who tried this case is found on the slightly less bright yellow sheet, which is page number 52. The commission found that the complaint was in order, We proceeded to hear it. We kept a full copy of the proceedings, and in compliance with Chapter 42-7 of the Book of Church Order, we received and read the record of the case. The parties were heard, their testimonies were given, the members of the commission expressed their opinions, and the decision is before you. The recommendation of the commission is that the 10th General Assembly not sustain the complaint of Vaughn E. Hathaway, Jr. and others against Grace Presbytery on the condition that Western Carolinas Presbytery be directed to proceed at their next stated meeting in accordance with Book of Church Order 32-3 and the following concerning the allegations of Grace Presbytery against teaching elder G. Aiken Taylor, and that the one-year statute of limitations defined in Book of Church Order 32-20 does not apply in the case. The grounds for the decision not to sustain on that particular condition are these. One, that Grace Presbytery on May the 8th, 1981, did indeed act properly in sending the matter to Western Carolinas Presbytery according to Book of Church Order 32-9, 31-7. Secondly, that Western Carolinas Presbytery did not act properly according to Book of Church Order 32-9, 31-7, failing to exercise one of the three options before them, which were A, to proceed against the accused, or B, to appoint a committee to converse in a private manner, or C, to remit the trial to the coordinate court. Three, however, the complaint is not sustained. At this time, the assembly need not take jurisdiction because Western Carolinas Presbytery has not refused to take jurisdiction in accordance with Book of Church Order 31-7. While in sympathy with the complaint, it is our judgment, therefore, that Grace Presbytery acted properly in refusing at this time to request the General Assembly to assume original jurisdiction. Four, the time limitation of Book of Church Order 32-20 does not apply because the Judicial Commission was appointed August 1981 by Western Carolinas Presbytery. But we judge that that commission has unduly delayed in beginning formal process. This is the recommendation, which is the motion that the 10th General Assembly not sustain the complaint of Mr. Hathaway and others against Grace Presbytery on the condition that Western Carolinas Presbytery be directed to proceed at their next stated meeting in accordance with Book of Church Order 32-3.
Mr. Moderator, just for clarification, Mr. Hathaway, as the complainant, and those others who signed the complaint, and members of Grace Presbytery are not permitted to speak. I would judge members of Western Carolina and Dr. Taylor, who are also mentioned, but who are not parties of the complaint at this point, would be permitted to speak and vote.
You've heard the reading of the judgment, and the question before the House is, shall the judgment of the Commission be approved and accepted as that of the General Assembly? This is case number four, right? Microphone number five. Thank you.
Mr. Moderator, I have a question to the convener of the commission, if I may. I'm Peter Vaughn from the Southwest Presbytery. Is there a record of minutes of the proceedings of the commission that could become part of the minutes of this assembly if we sustain the action of the commission?
Mr. Moderator, you want me to answer that?
Yes, you will.
Are you asking, does the commission itself have a record of its proceedings that would be entered into the record of the court?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Mr. Moderator, I would not enter anything more into the court than what you have here before you unless you so direct. We would have it on record in our office, but that would not become a part of the record of the case except what's right here, unless you direct that more of the record be put in the case.
It would be on file, but not in the record.
That's right.
Number four.
Mr. Moderator, teaching elder McNair from St. Louis Presbytery. I'm a little confused by some wording. We read that it not be the complaint against the presbytery not be sustained on condition that the Western Carolinas Presbytery be directed to proceed at the next, etc. I don't see how we can